can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Over half of Americans now trust Google over what they learned in college.
Why spend 4 years at college and you can get a complete education at your own pace at Google University?
Why do men have nipples?
Does farting burn calories?
At Google University, you're hands-on and interactive.
Do penguins have knees?
No sitting for hours listening to lectures or reading books.
Why do we yawn?
At Google U, you'll embrace curiosity and answer life's real questions.
Why don't we pronounce 11-1-T-1?
From quantum physics to cat memes.
Don't you hate it when a sentence doesn't end the way you think it? Octopus?
Google University.
Am I pregnant?
Are aliens real?
When will I die?
It's free and just a click away.
At 8 o'clock, I have this list of 15 random facts that you're an old... By the way, do penguins have knees? That would be an interesting random fact.
Do penguins have knees?
I don't... I mean, look, we'll hit the Google and see. Do penguins have...
I'm thinking because they waddle when they walk, they may not.
Here we go. In short, yes, penguins do have knees. A penguin's legs are built up of a femur, a knee, a tibia, and a fibula, just like ours. Their legs may appear short and stubby, but most of them are concealed by feathers, so you don't get the full... interesting. Okay, here is an X-ray. I say an X-ray. An artist's X-ray rendition of a penguin's skeleton. Come on now, show me the whole picture. There you go. So they're kind of squatted,
yeah,
as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But they got knees.
I think they're descendants from the Fatobotomus line.
They are interesting animals, you know.
All right, random signs that you're old, and okay. I will hit the dinger for everyone we can identify with. Right. You eat Tums like candy. I don't need any.
Not since Nexium. Nexium is a miracle drug. But I used to keep...
Is that for nervous stomach?
For acid reflux.
Oh, acid reflux.
But boy, I used to keep them in business.
Still print your boarding pass, just in case.
Yeah, I did that last week. Okay. Even though I put the phone up to the thing for to get on the plane.
You snap your fingers when you're trying to remember something. I don't do that.
Not so much.
I think I've caught myself doing that. Yeah.
Maybe.
What is that? Yeah, I'll do
this
that.
Is for the three of us.
Yeah.
You can't stand or sit without making some sort of noise. I don't make those exertion sounds, but my knees do the snap, crackle, and pop.
Right. Some part of your body makes a noise.
You use your speakerphone for most of your calls. I do not, only because it's not working. I got to get over to XI and get it cleaned up. You judge parents if their kid isn't wearing a jacket. Like, it's April, that kid should really have a jacket on.
No, I don't care.
You watch the local news every night. Bonus points if you say things like, what's this world coming to? Well, I say that during every show, but that's during the day. That's not at night, so I don't qualify for that.
I don't watch... I don't sit down. It's not appointment viewing of local news anymore.
You've recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open.
Recently? No.
Well, that's, we're not talking about Black Friday, lining up for something like that.
Now, every Tuesday, there was a time when I used to be in front of the record store, because that was record day when I was waiting for a certain release.
Yeah. All right, you start conversations with strangers in public.
At times.
No.
At times, you're
I'm more likely to be initiated than the initiator.
If we're all there for the same purpose, I'm sure a conversation will come up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm in line waiting to get into a concert, we're going to be talking about the bands and stuff. That's fine. We'll string up conversation.
Yeah.
But
you might be an old person if you know exactly where your heating pad is.
I don't.
I don't either.
I don't either.
Thank God, I'm not old yet.
You recently said, how do you work this dang thing?
No.
No.
You've recently told a server, please give my compliments to the chef.
Never. I've actually never said that.
I may have once or twice in my life.
I have praised the food, but I've never actually said, give my compliments to the chef.
No, not those words. No.
No, but you will send
While you're at it, bring the gray poupon.
Jay's really trying hard to prove
it. Yes, he is.
You cut your juice with water because everything's too sweet these days.
Cut your juice with water.
And you're really stupid if you cut your cocaine with mannitol because you will get the Hershey squirts quickly.
Oh, boy.
Thank you for that, kids.
You drive by a nice house and say, that's a nice house.
I've said that before.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
When I go walking in the neighborhood, Wendy and I would go walk in the neighborhood, we would critique other houses in the neighborhood. I'm sure our house gets critiqued as well, but we'll totally critique houses. Like, oh, man, those, you know, that's looking a little rough around the front patio there. Hopefully they'll do something about that. Or, you know, that paint job looks horrible. Are you making noise when you're sitting up or
My knees pop, yeah.
Yeah.
Why'd they paint it pink?
Of course, I'm working them out furiously on the bike.
We're horribly judging.
That's just muscle rubbing against another muscle.
I need to get my bike back in service.
It's a good idea, man. It's a fun way to lose it. Your weight.
Yeah, I don't want to lose the bike.
I have the show to lose it.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is another IRS reminder that your tax dollars fund America's beloved national park system. Of course, we wouldn't need so many of those dollars if we didn't have to rescue parkgoers who take 12-mile hikes in flip-flops and no water. Or airlift those who say, "Honey, stand next to that bison and I'll get a picture." Or identify folks who offer grizzly bears a bite of their ham sandwich. And locate the next of kin for those who say, "Hold my beer, I'm gonna find out just how hot that steaming hot geyser really is." So pitch in and help pay for our national parks for the millions who enjoy them, and the few who find out the reason why it's called Death Valley.
broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
Springtime storms wreak havoc across parts of the South, including in the New Orleans metro area. Slidell, Louisiana, slammed by a destructive tornado. A judge has, for a third time, refused to delay next week's scheduled start of former President Trump's so-called hush money criminal trial in New York. Today, President Biden meets with Japan's Prime Minister and the Philippine President to discuss a threat posed by communist China. Meanwhile, China is sanctioning two more U.S. companies over arms sales to Taiwan. Ukraine is expanding its draft as the war with its larger foe, Russia, drags on. One person was killed, five others injured. Latest mass shooting in Washington, D.C. There have been no arrests. Police are hunting for two suspects. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 156 points. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, these days, so refreshing to get some good news about how to pay for health care, especially if you're 65 or older. You know just how brutal costs can be. Well, MediShare now has a new option for you. It's called MediShare 65 Plus. And MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. And it really is a community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. If you've got Medicare Parts A and B, MediShare 65 Plus fills in those gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too, because it starts at only $99 a month for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access, prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Just very worth looking into. MediShare 65 Plus is taking applications now. And if you call with the promo code SHARE before April 30th, your second month will be free. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Good morning.
You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
We'll try between now and 9 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We have our Morning Maroon nominees coming up later in the hour, but I'm debating on this one here, and you'll never guess what state this happened in.
Let's say Florida.
This is very good, Rich Thomas. A woman named Aubrey Day just got married last month. Videos of her exiting the venue are making rounds on TikTok because she ran outside into the night with the photographer flashing away while she was running off with the wrong guy. She ran outside, dragging a guy behind her who was not her husband, but a random guest. That's the wrong dude.
That she thought.
Yeah!
What? Oh, you guys are all
go get him! Talk about embarrassing.
Yeah. Grabbing the wrong guy. I guess in the excitement, and she sounds so happy, we can overlook a mistake like that. Right now it is 8:14. We're going to give away a $20 Seafo Bistro gift card shortly. I just don't know how.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I see the wind's gusting to 25 out at the airport right now, so we do have a wind advisory in effect today with winds gusting at times up to 30 miles per hour. You know, temperatures will hover in the 60s today, about where they are, so we're not going to see this peak, you know, right after in the early afternoon. It's just going to be about where it is now. Isolated, widely scattered showers are possible, but the chances are small. Otherwise, mostly cloudy through tonight. Cooler tonight, low 50. Great weekend forecast. Boy, timing is everything. Abundant sunshine Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and beyond. with 73 Friday, near 80 Saturday, 83 Sunday, mid-80s Monday, an extended string of storm-free dry days. I just heard from a lady who said she had 2.5 inches of rain at her house. I had a little over an inch, about an inch and 1.10 in the airport, 1.11 yesterday. But boy, we got off pretty easy compared to other parts of the South, which had a rough day yesterday. Right now, this morning, with those winds gusting at 25 miles per hour, it's cloudy and 67 at 7:45.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Today is April 11th, National Submarine Day. Interesting story. In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. His name was Ringo. Happy National Submarine Day, Ringo!
Hey, would you guys like to know the winners or the finalists for the wackiest dog and cat names in America?
No.
Sure. Wackiest? I would yeah.
Wackiest.
Yes, I would love to hear
those
this.
Those are some wacky names.
I would like to hear this.
You sound like Bill Cosby at the end.
A little bit. So, to tell us about the pet names.
The yellow pudding.
Here, just drink this.
Don't you know?
All right, this is a contest conducted by Nationwide Pet Insurance.
Okay.
Hey, and pet insurance. That could have helped with that boy's annual the other day.
Boy, oh boy.
In the dog category, Boots with the Fur.
Mm-hmm. Boots with the Fur, that's great.
Chug Chug Pickles. Little Richard Sweating to the Oldies. That's
too old.
I like this one. Lord Waddles.
Lord Waddles.
Lulu the Conqueror.
That's good.
Mr. Pizza Puff. Molly from Corporate.
Molly from Corporate.
A dog they just called the News, and all of this is one name, and I do my little riffs with pet names.
Yeah.
I should run down my greatest hits. One Love, Tiny Dancer, Princess Margaret Rose Windsor.
Wow.
The cat nominees, okay. Balsamic Vin.
Okay.
Car Alarm. Itty Bitty Kitty Committee.
That's cute. It's cute.
Mione's.
Okay. Mione's, nice.
Minerva Meow Gonna Go.
Okay.
Necronomicat.
Necronomicat.
Skull Crusher. Steph Purry. Tony Scarface Baloney.
Isn't there a Kitty Purry?
And Samsung Hamley Family Hub Refrigerator.
Samsung. Ryan just got a new pug, Ryan Stinnett, and he named her Laureline.
Laureline?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Sounds like a Dolly Parton song.
And then our boss has got a dog named Moose, a little Frenchie.
Well, they got those they're very muscular dogs.
Yeah.
They're so entertaining.
Uh-huh.
I just get a kick.
It's a cute dog.
Frenchies get the best zoomies of any brand of pets. And all dogs get the zoomies at least from time to time. So Briscoe is my little widget, get ahead, face my captive thing, Mr. Thing. Buttons used to be Chunk-a-Doodle-Doo. And Hershey, a little man, to winning my little hand, Mr. Wolver the Wanch. Everybody's looking at me oddly. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969 on the boulevard across from Lowe's. 300,000 square feet of choices. You can never complain about the selection. If you can't find it there, it's not being produced, because they have mountains of rolls of carpeting in all types and styles and all price range. Hundreds of room remnants, again, with a wide variety of, as it fit any budget. Hardwoods, luxury vinyl plank flooring, laminates, and more. But what's made them such a popular choice above and beyond the wholesale pricing that they now do business within 7 other states? That's how far and wide their reputation is. It's the customer service. I remember Jacqueline said, who should I reach out to over there? So I asked Jeff Mallinson, who was on duty that day, and have her talk to Q. She called me back later and said, thank you for the recommendation. He was amazing. Because they all learn from Jeff, the leader of the Merry Band of Floriers. These guys just make your shopping experience there so pleasant. They're so eager to help you achieve your goal of new flooring within a certain budget. By the way, you can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers at Georgia Floors Direct. They also offer window blinds, a great selection of those, and marble kitchen countertops with 300,000 square feet. The sky's the limit. And when you look at the ceiling in that building, the sky is right there. Truly is. They also have their own teams of installers who are proficient, perfect artisans. So everything from the moment you walk in the door to the moment you're standing on your beautiful new flooring or looking at the new blinds on your window or chopping vegetables on your new marble kitchen countertop, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. Flooring destination since 1969. All right, I think we'll do this.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
For a $20 Steve Bistro gift card, little kid or drunk adult.
Oh.
So we'll give you the premise for the story first, and then call 272-9228 if you think you know.
I was found in the morning on the kitchen floor sleeping and clutching onto three hot dogs with the microwave door wide open.
Let's repeat this because sometimes the phone things are hard to understand.
I was found in the morning on the kitchen floor sleeping and clutching onto three hot dogs with the microwave door wide open.
I'm leaning drunk adult, but we'll see what our callers say.
Found on the kitchen floor, clutching three wieners.
Yeah, I think.
And the microwave door wide open, letting all the fresh air out.
Yeah.
All right, if you think you can guess, 272-9228, 272-9228. We'd like to have two callers. The first caller will make the guess. If they're right, they win. Second caller gets a grand prize drawing entry. If the first person loses, the person just sitting there will automatically win. So... we're good. We'll be right back after traffic.
Well, this morning we've had a couple of accidents, one of them on Troy Highway at Bell Road. We're hoping that one is clear now. And we got the report of I-65 northbound just above Northern Boulevard. We got a couple of motors who are fighting on the side of the road. Come on now, there's no need in that. Please don't try to beat up your fellow drivers if you're out there today. Like to mostly monitor traffic all over the area. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. Worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
All right, we have our contestants lined up and ready to go. And Bubba, you're going to make the first guess on this, okay? I'm going to play the story one more time and then make your
guess. I was found in the morning on the kitchen floor sleeping and clutching onto three hot dogs with the microwave door wide open.
All right, kind of an embarrassing moment for her. Think? But was she a little kid or a drunk adult?
I'm going to go little kid.
Okay.
All right, what do you guys think?
I'm going with drunk adult.
I was going to go drunk adult as well.
I'm going little kid.
Okay.
With Bubba. So let's find out.
There you go.
I was a drunk adult in college after a night of bar hopping somewhere. Thankfully, sober me. But drunk me to sleep knowing that three hot dogs was a terrible idea.
Yeah. We had a friend in college who was, we found him in his car and he had a hamburger in his hand and he was sound asleep. Actually a crystal.
Oh yeah. Some of the pictures that are taken of passed out college students are forever embarrassing.
Yeah.
Especially with the internet around. So, I'm sorry, Bubba.
Hey, that's no problem. It's fun playing though.
We will play again tomorrow, so try again. You're welcome to try again. And Jay, Tom, that makes you an automatic winner.
You didn't have
you
to
got it, buddy.
Drunk or not.
Yeah. Well, you would have been right. Hang on. You're going to the Seafood Bistro. Right. Jay will take care of that for you right now. It's 8:24.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
The Homeland Security Committee within the Alabama House has put a delay on voting for the Lake and Riley Act. That bill was named in honor of a young college student who was murdered by an illegal alien on the campus of the University of Georgia in Athens. The bill is designed to further integrate local law enforcement agencies working with federal agencies to enforce immigration law. Just a day ago, the bill had several amendments added to it, including a rewrite of the requirement for an interpreter. That language was changed from requiring local law enforcement to provide an interpreter to that of local law enforcement making a reasonable effort to acquire an interpreter. The bill's sponsor, Ernie Yarbrough, is taking the bill into subcommittee in order to work further with law enforcement agencies in the details of these amendments. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Birmingham teen was shot and killed after an argument occurred with someone else outside of a convenience store. The 16-year-old teen was trying to walk away from the argument and was shot while he was in his car. He was able to drive within blocks of his own home before he was discovered there. The victim is identified as Jalen Jenkins. No suspects have been arrested at this point. The U.S. Postal Service is planning to raise rates on their first-class stamps. The price will go from 68 cents to 73. The requested increase must first be approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission, and if approved, will start to take effect in July of this year. The U.S. Postmaster says rate hikes are necessary for the agency to become self-sufficient after years of operating under a defective pricing model. I'm Andrea Tice.
I'm Johnny Adams. I represent people injured in car wrecks at no fault of their own. Call me, Johnny Adams, 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
An actor has probably been paid more to pretend to do your job than you were to actually do it.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
Shannon, how can you let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 finance. MSRP $37,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease with $36.38 due to finance. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, carry, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is National Pet Day. Spending time with dogs relieves stress and helps you concentrate. Spending time with cats reminds you evil exists and you will die alone. The next James Bond movie may be an updated remake. The title of it will be The Spy Who Tagged Me in an Instagram post. The men from Days of Our Lives posed for Playgirl. I didn't even realize either of those things still existed. What next? Politicians from the Whig Party drinking Kang? And Lenny Kravitz posted a workout video in tight leather pants. For more details, ask your wife. This is not Headline News.
It's 8:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Exercising at night lowers your risk of death by 61%.
Okay, really?
I thought it would be just the opposite.
I would think so, too.
But I've got something going. Like, I was on the floor this morning.
Doing crunches.
Yeah.
How many? 140?
140 yeah. consecutive. Then I do butterflies with the weights.
Uh-huh.
And it actually helps me. It's better than coffee when it comes to getting a little steam going, which
you
is great.
You are a picture of health.
I will hit the bike today, probably around 11:30 or 12 in that wind.
Going to the gym.
And then I'll do another set tonight. A study tracked people over 8 years found that people who exercise in the evening have a 61% lower risk of death from any cause compared to people who don't exercise. Everyone who exercised was better off, but the people who exercised in the morning and afternoon only had lower risks of 33 and 40%.
Hmm.
Why is it better at night? The data suggests it could be because our bodies are primed to handle blood sugar better than they are later in the day. And fitting in some exercise in the evening might lower your blood pressure, too, for better sleep throughout the night into the morning. They also found out that the frequency of exercise, how often you move, seemed to matter more for health than the duration of the activity.
Well, I do it roughly 8 hours after I'm awake. So,
And another vital news.
Yeah.
On how to lead a better life, 30% of men have used their phone while tinkling at a urinal. Don't ask me why somebody thought, I've just got to know this information. I've got to have this.
And how do we get this data?
Yeah. 30% say they have. 11% say rarely. I think the main reason to not is...
You don't want to drop your phone in the toilet.
No. Right. You don't want to do that.
No. But I have used my phone while. Yeah.
Now, I did do something.
Tinkling.
Dumbly. I was scrubbing the tub. I was scrubbing a tub. Mm-hmm. And I was.
You look like a tub scrubber.
I was doing some really furious scrubbing. And.
Is that what they call?
Yes. Let me know when you're done laughing so we can get you to do the Seafood Bistro spot. I was scrubbing, and the phone, my phone didn't fall. It just leapt out of my pocket. That's how furiously I was doing that.
Uh-huh.
And since I was clean, there was a little water, you know, in the bottom of the tub, and I grabbed it instantly, and it works better.
But then again, now, the later iPhones are supposed to be waterproof, but I just don't want to test it. Yeah.
No, I don't want to find that out. McDonald's debuting the first ever scented billboards.
Scented billboards? McDonald's?
Really?
Yeah.
So wait. Obviously, these are not going to be the billboards that are on big poles on the interstate, I suppose.
Yeah, because your windows are closed yeah. for the most part.
And you're driving by so fast, you're not going to smell it.
Yeah.
But, so like, are these standees at bus stops and stuff where you can smell?
Here's the thing.
Wait, I saw this.
Yeah, the billboard. There's no billboard there.
It's not necessarily a billboard. It's just a promotion thing, but they put the food in there so it smells and attracts people to it.
Yeah, they have smells piped in and vented out, and most of the people that pass the billboard smelled French fries.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I remember seeing this, a video of it.
They're not sure if this is being done just as kind of a lark or an experiment or if it's the future of marketing for McDonald's.
Yeah, we'll see.
This is our job, to bring you these stories that otherwise nobody would care about. Joining us now, the man that we call Mr. Right on the Money.
This is not Headline News.
You know what just happened?
I have no... Well?
No, I had...
Pushed the wrong button.
No, I didn't push the wrong button. I hit the right button, but I had fished out a sound effect and hit the stack button. So when I clicked this...
Okay, I got you.
It came out...
Right, you put in the... Yeah, I know what you did.
Hey, Brent. Hi.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, you know, we're okay. There's the sound effect.
It's restored.
That's what we wanted. All right. What's going on?
Yeah, we had the PPI index out today. Didn't look too good.
Yeah, so, you know, quick note, yesterday we called in on the CPI. That was a blistering red hot number. We've spent a lot of time yesterday going through all those numbers, and we won't do that today. But, of course, the producer price index is sort of like the redhead stepchild of the CPI. Yeah, it's important. People look at it, but it's not clearly not as important as CPI or PCE. So this number this morning came in pretty much in line, 2.2%. You know, the media obviously is spinning it as, hey, softer than expected, better, you know, this is great. And oh, so there's God. A slight upward bias to the market. But here's the part they don't tell you. Last month it was 1.6%. The month before it was close to 1%. So it's jumping each month. It's gaining momentum, now up to 2.2%. And it'll be very, very interesting to see, you know, how the Federal Reserve deals with this in the coming months. We won't take a dive into that this morning. That's more for the afternoon. But the bottom line this morning is the PPI, Producer Price Index, which is the measures prices at the wholesale level, pretty much unchanged. Not much to write home about. The biggest news for today, I think, is watching geopolitical events, particularly with Iran and Israel. There's been a lot of saber rattling. I know that Iran is moving naval vessels into the Red Sea. These are the types of ships that can launch cruise missiles. And so oil has got a bid this morning. It's got an upward bias. That this is really kind of becoming the new thing to watch after these inflation
numbers. That would be dangerous. So, yeah. Boy.
Very, very dangerous. You know, and I, higher crude prices means upward bias on bond yields. Upward bias on bond yields means very big trouble for banks. So this is a big deal. We got to keep an eye on it, and we will. The next piece of inflation data will be the PCE, which comes out on the 26th. So we've got still, whatever, a couple of weeks or so left on that. But we'll talk this afternoon. Greg will call in. We'll talk a little bit more about producer price. We'll talk a little more about the inflation picture and some of the potential policy responses from the Fed, maybe even the Treasury. And certainly, as I said, with a very watchful eye on Iran and Israel.
Yeah, that's something we'll be keeping an eye on all day. And I noticed that the Dow did not have a positive reaction to the news not being as bad as expected. In fact, it's down a little bit at this particular point. So we will look forward to seeing you at 5:15, my friend.
It'll probably be 4:30.
Oh, game day today?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right.
Game day. We have a game at 5:30, so we got to warm up and all that. So I'll probably dial in around 4:30. Unless you want me at 4:05, I'm happy to do that, too.
Either one that works for you, just let me know. Whatever works.
Hey, y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Brent.
Take care, man.
Appreciate it. Did you see what Chase just did on National Pet Day?
Chase jumped out of Jay's chair.
Spun it around.
Made the chair spin around and hit the microphone, and it made a noise on the air.
I'm sorry. I didn't do it, though.
By the way, special surprise for you listening this afternoon as we welcome back the Cougar.
Really?
Yeah.
She's coming in this afternoon.
Yes. She's going to come flouncing through the door.
She's going to do the mornings with us at all ever again?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, but I found this. I didn't want to call you guys last night. You just let me know. Yeah. We'll have her in.
Anytime.
I mean, I haven't heard her say, "Bite me!" in a long time.
Yeah, this afternoon.
In fact, I should give everybody a sneak preview.
What's the one about Chinese?
You want to hear that? All right, right after you do the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We're going to get this little narrow line of showers from about Hoover down to around Selma moving eastward. So the rain chances are relatively small today, but this is leftover wraparound moisture from that big storm system, which will be assaulting the East Coast today after trekking through the South with all kinds of
extreme hazards. Anyway, wind advisory is in effect today. It's breezy, with temperatures hovering in the 60s much of the day. Isolated, widely scattered showers, as I mentioned. Otherwise, mostly cloudy through tonight. Cooler tonight, low 50. Great weekend forecast. Abundant sunshine Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Boy, you can't write a better forecast than this. 73 Friday, near 80 Saturday, 83 Sunday, and even the middle 80s beginning Monday. So an extended string of storm-free dry days in our future. So brighter after today. Right now this morning, we have winds gusting to 25 miles per hour out at the airport. It's cloudy and 67 at 840.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Hey, Rich.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Well, I'm off to the fair city of your birth. I'll bring you a hot dog on Sunday.
Please, bring me a wiener.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Did you ever have a Vienna wiener?
No, I had a Chinese wiener one time.
I didn't know what the guy said when he served it.
It's not your usual morning show.
Listen, Toots, there are at least 10, maybe 12 people still flourishing in their Miami radio careers because they started with me.
Does that mean that one day I'll be big time?
You might be a little bit old for that.
Oh.
You are with me. You are in the passenger seat of my rocket to success. How's that rocket doing?
Houston, we have a problem.
All right.
That was clever.
All right, so that'll be this afternoon around 3:30, I think. She'll come flouncing in. Just like the good old days. We still have to talk about Seafood Bistro, pal.
Yeah.
And then we got Morning Maroons coming up.
I'm more than happy to talk about Seafood Bistro right now. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just making sure. Seafood Bistro opens up today at 11 a.m. Ready to serve you delicious seafood. I mean, fantastic. The smell will get you. You want to talk about smelling billboard, man. Just put some of that little boil bag inside a billboard, and that'll draw the crowd. It is smelling good. The seafood gumbo and the red beans and rice. They got that shrimp and grits there. If you're looking for something, well, I say this morning, but they open up at 11. It's never too early or late for shrimp and grits, I say. They've got their salads there as well. Some of the appetizers, jalapeno poppers. They got the bacon cheddar fries, the crab claws, dragon shrimp, fried pickles, fried green tomatoes. Those Cajun cheese curds are wonderful. The corn nuggets as well. The platters that they have there, you can get a combination platter of the tilapia, the whitefish, the salmon, the oyster, the mahi-mahi, calamari, the large shrimp, the fried chicken tenders as well, the gator or the catfish. Also, the po' boys, the boil bags, like I said, just smell amazing. You can have all of this and more at the Seafood Bistro by visiting them at 1651 Perry Hill Road when they open up at 11 this morning, or by visiting their website and putting an order in online if you would like to do that. 1651 Perry Hill Road, or their website is theseafoodbistro.com. Google them, their name, and you'll find them easily enough. You can use the delivery apps on your phone to get it delivered or put that order in if you'd like to, or call ahead 279-7500. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, Morning Maroon nominees are just ahead right now. Skipper.
Well, traffic is light to moderate all over the area with the exception of a couple of spots. I-65 and 85 right now are still a bit active through downtown Montgomery. And we've got a good bit of traffic on the boulevard this morning. Taylor Road's still a bit active. No major problems anywhere this morning. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated if accidents happen. Thompson Tractor's here to help when you need parts and service. Put it on your Cat Card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for Cat Card customers. Thompson Tractor's Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6 and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby!
Dunce cap, cause you failed math.
And we got a few people who are wearing the dunce cap today. I don't want to nominate the bride who walked out of her wedding with the wrong guy.
That's an honest mistake.
Yeah.
You know.
Several of my wives have done that anyway. So let's move on to people that really do deserve it, starting in New York with this guy.
Yeah.
Slashed his ex-wife's tires. She called the cops, and they got into a high-speed chase with him. I guess he was desperate, angry, decided to end it all by doing the Thelma and Louise with his car.
Yeah.
Over the side of a 50-foot cliff.
And survived.
Survived to face arrest and other degradation.
He drove through the guardrail and ended up off the cliff and bouncing off the beach and into the Long Island Sound.
Yeah, so he hit the beach and bounced into the water.
Wow.
That's, stupid. Guess what state we're going to next?
Maine?
A little further south.
Florida.
100% correct there, Richard. For Wiley James Weeks, age 35, arrested by St. Petersburg police after cops found him intoxicated, unsteady on his feet, and reeking of booze this past Saturday night. He was found in a trash can. Just, you know, I guess if the garbage is soft and you're really, really wasted and you're looking for a place just to sit, that looks comfortable. He was extricated from the trash can, arrested for disorderly intoxication, resisting an officer without violence, pled guilty to both counts, fined $520. I got a question, though. If you are so desperate that you're comfy in a garbage can and drunk on your ass, where do you get the $520 to pay the fines? Apparently, he's also a panhandler, and he's had a record for criminal mischief and a few other misdemeanors. And then our final nominee, we go to Brazil for this one, where they did the ice bucket challenge for charity.
Yep.
But apparently, it was all about how long can you stay in the ice bucket and several of the contestants had to have toes amputated because they never bothered to ask, when does it become dangerous to stand in an ice bucket? So now the people who conducted the contest are being sued. I don't know who's dumber, the people creating the contest or the nitwits who said, you know what, I can't feel my toes anymore and didn't get out. So who's the dumbest of the dumb here?
The cliff guy is stands out in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, think about that, flooring it, you know, with the police in full pursuit. He didn't murder anybody. How bad could it be? But I guess it was bad enough.
What an imbecile.
Can be.
What an ultra maroon.
He is our ultra maroon, morning maroon winner for today. If you have an occasion coming up on the calendar, a birthday, somebody special, you have a coworker retiring, there's all different things that require some sort of celebration, or you need or feel like I should give them something to help them celebrate. Whatever it is, go to Brian Jewelry in Prattville and pick the best brains in the business, in the jewelry business, for ideas. This is something they've really excelled at because they've been doing it for over seven decades, you know, and in several different locations, growing with the preferred community from a tiny town. Now, Prattville is a city, and it's got Brian Jewelry there on Main Street at 1778 East Main, with a great selection, very competitively priced selection of jewelry, which can be purchased, by the way, with a Synchrony Luxury account at 0%. They have layaway programs, they have wish lists, and best of all, they have membership. It takes 2 seconds to fill that out. When you do, the first purchase you make that's an item $200 or more, they'll take $100 off the purchase price. Say thanks for choosing Brian Jewelry. They can create something from scratch. So if you have an idea, you don't have to hire graphic designers or anybody special. Just take it to them, and they'll begin the process immediately. You can even custom design a watch. There's all kinds of ways to celebrate with Lynn Bryan and her team at Bryan Jewelry in Prattville. And again, start at BryanJewelry.com and explore the website. Our final traffic with Skipper.
Well, traffic is fairly quiet over the area, light to moderate on I-65 and 85. The boulevards are a bit busy, especially East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka. Light to moderate traffic there and no major problems anywhere. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J., Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
See how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year,
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka, has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Rubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
Hey, y'all, this is Steve Kirkpatrick from Big Block Designs. I haven't always been a drafter. I grew up in the radio TV broadcasting business in Pensacola, which is why I know the value of advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting. And you know the first thing you do when you get in the car is turn on the radio. Blue Water Broadcasting gets results. Big Block Designs has grown because we advertise with Blue Water. It works. Want to grow your business? You should, too. Have a better day.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there. If you're young and haven't started misplacing things and being absent-minded, don't feel too smug about it because your time is coming. I guarantee it.
Thought of this after our survey.
You'll never know how much it really bugs you. You'll never know until your brain's impaired. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, it's maddening. Tell me why I'm in the kitchen. Now my mission isn't clear. It just disappeared. Listen.
Brittany, Lynn Griffin, Spencer, the tall one, the one that still lives here.
I get my children's names all wrong. Cup it hides from me. It runs around when I can't see, like my memory. Got two pair of glasses now in every room. My car keys, for all I know, are on the moon. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Just how to end this song. Oh, oh, so sorry. I somehow knew I'd get it wrong. It's here 1 minute, then it's gone in the ozone.
Ooh. That was inspired by our little tester. There are 15 things that can tell you whether or not you're getting old.
Two pairs of glasses in every room.
Speaking of old, Susan Woody comes back from the from retirement to join us this afternoon.
Unless she's listening right now and has decided not to.
This has been building up for years, Jay.
You know how that goes.
Yeah. Could be a blood... Oh, we're not allowed to say bloodbath. That's a trigger word now, isn't it? And that'll be this afternoon around 5:30. Some of the stuff we get is like such rudimentary advice. I'm wondering, is there a shred of common sense left? Like five things that can torpedo your chances in a job interview.
Yeah, remember we had this very obvious things.
Remember we had the story about the kid or the he was an HR director, and he had a couple of people, Gen Zers, who came in with mommy.
You're kidding.
Into the interview with your mother.
No.
No.
No, that does not inspire confidence.
Other things that can mess you up if you're looking for a gig, asking them to cover interview-related expenses like parking or tolls. Can you validate this?
Hey, by the way.
Talking about your personal life too much. Broad strokes, it says, are okay. Just don't waste their time by rambling on about your kids, how much you play golf, or drivel.
Right.
General drivel. Too much name dropping. If you know somebody at the company, mention it once. You don't need to pepper their name in eight different directions or try to impress that way. Exaggerating. Saying things like, I'm perfect for this role, come across as inauthentic or like you're trying too hard. This is, by the way, from the New York Post. Keep things factual. Focus on why you're a good fit for the gig that's open. And then asking too many questions at the end of the interview. One or two might make you seem eager. More than that, it starts to feel like you're grilling them. Let them wrap it up. And again, don't waste time. And to repeat,
don't bring mommy.
Don't bring mommy to your job.
Yeah.
That's a deal killer. I did bring my mother with me when I signed my biggest radio contract. Because I wanted to be proud. Yes, that was a great moment, actually.
Nice.
At, just before 9 o'clock. So, this afternoon, the return, we'll call it the Ghost of a Susan Woody Show. Like you said, if she hears this, we'll punt if we have to.
What time is she coming in?
3:30.
Okay.
You'll be gone by then.
I will be. She might get early.
Alabama Unfiltered, though, is coming up in just a couple of minutes. The incredible Joey Clark.